Major funding for On Point is provided by Liberty Mutual for all your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs. Liberty Mutual. Responsibility. What's your policy?
From WBUR Boston, I'm Tom Ashbrook, and this is On Point.
Another morning is coming, the sun is high. But I know that today is the day that I might cry. Cause I know you're going, and I know you're leaving. To somewhere, hope to find the peace of mind you're seeking.
That's Michael Frante with I Got Love For You from his latest album, All Rebel Rockers. For years, Frante has been a staple on big tours and at festivals with his reggae and hip-hop-infused music and his right-up-front progressive politics. He's still got the politics, but now Michael Frante has a big hit, too. Right up there with Britney and Beyoncé, this is New Territory, a love song to the world. This hour on point, Michael Frante's musical journey. You can join the conversation. Are you a Michael Frante fan? Are you ready to follow his hip-hop, reggae, afrobeat, funk, folk, rock into the top 40? Is that where you found him? With Say Hey, I Love You. We're at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. You can also comment at our website, onpointradio.org, or on Twitter and Facebook at onpointradio. Joining me now from San Francisco is musician and social activist Michael Frante. For more than two decades, he's been making his unique blend of reggae, hip-hop, funk, and rock. He's been an outspoken war critic and very vocal on issues from Americans' prison population to environmental degradation. His latest album, recorded in San Francisco and Kingston, Jamaica, is All Rebel Rockers. It's brought a lot of buzz, especially its big hit, Say Hey, I Love You, which has had a good ride on the Billboard charts and is his first single to go gold, 500,000 copies sold. The song's YouTube video is also a phenomenon, 3.7 million views so far. You can see it at our website, onpointradio.org. He and his band, Spearhead, are about to head out on tour with John Mayer, coming to a city near you in 2010. Michael Frante in San Francisco, welcome to On Point. It's great to have you.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me, Tom.
You've been at it for a long time, and I know that when you say right in the hey world on All Rebel Rockers, you say, I didn't come to chill, I came to rock, shatter the empire with my boombox, but it's a love song that's got you out there, and it's going like crazy. What do you make of it?
Well, I think that, if I'd have known a long time ago. No, you know, it's people love to dance, people love to hear songs expressing love, and I mean that's what I like to listen to. And this song, we had finished our entire album, and I just thought, you know, it was an album that I was writing leading up to the last election, so there was a lot of things on it that were serious, and I said, you know, this record needs some relief. It just needs like one song. It's just not about anything. It's just happy. You could dance to it. It makes you feel good. And so I was in Woody Harrelson's house staying there, and he had invited me to stay there during the time when I was making the record in L.A. Mm-hmm. And he was away, and he said, just come stay at the house, and you can write songs. So I was in Woody's bathroom, and I took some guitar chords, and I
nice
strummed
acoustics
them.
Nice acoustics always in the bathroom.
Nice acoustics in the bathroom, yeah. It's the best place to sing for anybody.
Right.
And so I put some guitar chords down on my iPod player, and I went in the shower, and I just started like singing these words, because, of course, the shower is the primo spot to sing in any bathroom. So I'm singing in Woody's bathroom, and all these words are flowing in my head, and I'm like, oh, God, I got to write these down. So I get this great idea. I start writing them on the steam in the window, and I'm like, oh, I
talk
got
about
this
ephemeral.
Thing down, you know?
Yeah.
And so I get out of the shower, and I'm all excited. I got this great song I've written, and I watch as the words slowly start to evaporate off the glass. So I
remember,
panic.
Memory, help me now.
I'm trying to, and so I go and I get my little digital camera and I take a photo of it. And I'm like, oh, yes, I got it beat again, you know. So then I put it into my computer and it's inside out. And
oh,
so I'm trying to read it.
Right, of course.
And I couldn't read it. And
hold it to the mirror.
I had to call a friend and have her help me flip it backwards in Photoshop, which for me is like trying to land a 747, you know.
Yeah.
And finally I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Woody calls me, you know, he's like, Woody, what are you? He goes, Michael, what are you doing? I said, Woody, you know, I think I just wrote a hit song in your bathroom. He's like, Oh, really? Tell me about it. I'm like, I said, Woody, I'm sitting on your toilet right now. Can you call me back? No, no, just call him. Tell me about it.
Yeah.
And I said, well, I think it's really a hit song. And he goes, is it number one or number two?
Well, that's Woody Harrelson humor. It was right up there in territory where you've never been before, though. It's quite something to hear. I want to hear just a little bit of the sounds we might identify more with Michael Franti mm-hmm. before this one. This is also from All Rebel Rockers, but this is Sound System. Let's listen for a second.
Young leaders, teachers, preachers, all our believers, stockbrokers, law enforcers, late night cokers, arms dealers, man stealers, big wheelers, three piece dealers, also politicians. Everybody on this show. Choose your poison, girls and boys, I'll make your choice.
Okay, there's Sound System from All Rebel Rockers, and we got politicians, we got poison, it's got that kind of throwback. I don't know, a little bit of Clash and Blondie and Police in there goes back. You play many ways, but that's one we kind of understand, and the politics yes. we associate with you. Now, if I may, I want to switch over to Say Hey, I Love You. We'll bring this one down in a second. And Say Hey, I have to tell you, I didn't hear about it until a lot of teenagers in my house, and I saw 15-year-old girls going nuts for Say Hey, just like dancing and having such a great time. Let's bring down Sound System and go over to a little bit of the one that just put you on the charts all over the place. It's a YouTube sensation. It's been a big, big hit for Michael Franti. Here's Say Hey, I Love You.
Now, I'm not a highly metaphysical man, but I know when the stars are aligned, you can.
Okay.
Bump into a person in the middle of the road, look into the eyes and you suddenly know. Rocking in the dance hall, moving with you, dancing in the night out in the middle of June. My mama told me, don't lose you, cause the best luck I had was you. I said, hey, I'll be gone today, but I'll be back from around the way. It seems like everywhere I go, the more I see, the less I know. But I know one thing, that I love you. I love you.
Say Hey, I Love You straight up. Good time, love song. The song has sold like crazy. Gone Gold, Michael Franti's first to do that. If you haven't seen the video in the streets of Rio de Janeiro, check it out at our website, onpointradio.org. It is absolutely joyous, and this thing has got him on a different path, and it's got a lot of callers at our door. Michael in San Francisco, stand by. Jane in Miami, Florida. You're on the air, Jane.
Hey, how are you?
We're great.
What's
what do you
up,
know?
Jane? How you doing?
Well, you know, because of that song, when I heard that you were on this program, I lit up much like I did the first time I heard the song. And I heard it on satellite radio, and it's all I could do from getting out of my car at the intersection and letting my legs and my arms go. I danced like a maniac sitting in my car. I looked certifiable, I'm sure, and I'm excited every time I hear your name from then on.
That's great.
Thank you so much, Jane.
It's that kind of joy, that song.
Jane, have you seen the video by any chance?
I have not seen the video. I like all sorts of music. I've been to dance halls in Jamaica. I used to live in Jamaica for about a year and a half. And when that song came on, I have a propensity towards that that kind of soca dance hall kind of thing anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
But it is just... If you can stay still, I dare you.
That's great. Jane, in Miami, in the intersection, looking certifiable but very happy. Michael, you must have had a lot of this kind of response to this one.
Yeah, you know, when I first wrote the song, we went down to Rio where we made the video. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I played the song just acoustically on a TV show there. And then that afternoon, I went out and walked on the street, and people were coming to me, you're the guy who was on TV today. You're singing that song. I love you. I love you. And so we went and we shot a video there, and the video is just like what Jane described. It's kind of me walking through the favelas in Rio and playing the song for people, and them coming out in the street and dancing to it. And we just did that and filmed it and cut it all together. And
it's a total keeper. I mean, the kids and the old people and everybody rocking out, having such a great time dancing right alongside you. It's sort of the new thing to have it up on YouTube and looking very global, but this looks just as good as it gets. And I mean, have you thought to yourself, you know, why didn't I sing sweet love songs like 20 years ago?
Well, kind of, sort of, but you know, I've always just written what was in my heart, mm-hmm. you know, and that's the main thing for me. But as I've grown in, you know, 23 years, I've been making music now. I went from being somebody who was really like, you know, angry at the system and pointing my finger at the system to somebody who said, how can I make a difference in the world? What is it that I can do each day? And I remember in 1991, I wanted to write a song about AIDS. And the first song that I wrote mm-hmm. was really like a finger pointing song. It was like, why isn't the government responding to this crisis? And then I went and got tested for HIV myself. And as I was waiting for the results to come back, I realized that AIDS is really, or HIV is really a personal thing. It's about ourselves, our relationships, our, you know, possibly our use of drugs, mm-hmm. you know, and it's really a personal thing. So I wrote a personal song that was about me going and getting tested and waiting for the results to come back. So as the years have gone by, I've tried to make songs about social issues, but put them in the context of my own self. So another example would be, I went to Iraq in 2004. I got just kind of tired of watching the news and feeling like, man, I'm not hearing the whole story. So I just picked up my guitar and a video camera, and I flew to Baghdad, and I played music on the streets for people there.
You're always out of the box. We're going to talk about that and a lot more. We're really glad to have you with us, and glad that this song, Say Hey, has put you right in the public eye. Michael Fronte, please stand by in San Francisco. This is Have a Little Faith from All Rebel Rockers. Rebel rocker Michael Fronte is with us, and you can join us. Are you out there dancing to Say Hey? Are you one of the millions who's caught the YouTube video of Michael Fronte in the streets of Rio? Join us, 800-423-8255. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. We'll be right back.
Just have a little faith.
I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. We're talking this hour with rebel rocker Michael Fronte about his musical life, his progressive politics, and his breakout with the catchy little love song, Say Hey, I Love You. You can join the conversation, 800-423-8255. Here from an earlier time, Yell Fire.
A revolution never comes with a warning. A revolution never sends you an omen. A revolution just arrived like the morning. Ring the alarm, we come to wake up the snoring. They're telling you to never worry about the future. They're telling you to never worry about the torture. They're telling you that you...
Michael Fronte with his more typical menu in Yell Fire 2006. You can join the conversation this hour. Have you heard this rebel rocker on the radio lately, tucked in between Taylor Swift and Beyonce? What's your word to Michael Fronte? Do you know him from his years as a musician / activist? We're at 800-423-8255. 800-423-TALK. Michael Fronte joins us from San Francisco, and we have very full phone banks. Melissa in Brattleboro, Vermont, you're on the air with Michael Fronte.
I am. Oh, my gosh. I'm so nervous and excited.
What's up,
to
Melissa?
How you doing, Michael?
I'm doing great. You're in one of my favorite places. We've played so many great shows in that area, and I love it out there.
Me and my friend Folly, we're like, where is he playing? We follow you all over the place in our little corner of the world.
Nice.
That's so great. I remember seeing the preview of that movie, and when you were in Shelburne Falls, that was a while ago. God, you are such an inspiration.
Thank you.
How do you, like, I go to all these shows and all these great people are watching you and listening to you, and I'm wondering, you know, sometimes I'm thinking, well, he's preaching to the choir, because we all get this, and, you know, you definitely changed me. Like, I look, you know, I started, when I first saw you about 10 years ago, I was like, wow, I got to start looking a little bit more closely at what's going on around, and how do we reach the other people? Like, I've turned a lot of my friends on to your music after being turned on to it myself. And you know, how do we reach other people?
It's a great question, Melissa. Maybe a little Say Hey does it, Michael. But what do you say?
Yeah, you know, just having our music out to more people gets more people into what I do and the message of what I do. But also, I feel like the message of what I do has really changed, and that's helped other people come to it. You know, my message is not just you know, progressive politics or listen to what I say and do as I say or whatever. My message is really find out ways that each of us can contribute in our neighborhoods and in our own way, and then do that. And I really believe in unity. I grew up in a family. My parents adopted me. They were both Finnish Americans. They had three kids of their own. They adopted me and another black son. And this was in, I was born in 1966. So this was a time in the civil rights movement when it really was not accepted to be creating these kind of multicultural family situations. So I grew up with that. And it really shaped my view of the world and how people can get along and learn to, in any kind of circumstance, become not only accepting of others, but truly appreciate of others and love others and love the differences that we have. And that's really my message today, is to try to inspire people, no matter what political party, black, white, gay, straight, what religion they come from, to get involved and doing something in their communities.
You're 43 now, raised by, what, adopted
Finnish
parents.
You did some fast math there,
Tom. Yeah, I'm looking at it. It says, but you were adopted, but you come into the equation with, like, African-American, Native American, mm-hmm. Irish, French, German. I mean, you had that something of everything thing going on long before, let's say, Barack Obama, though you were a big supporter of his last fall.
Yeah. Well, I'm only a few years younger than him, so it wasn't that much before. But yeah, you know, I really believe that that people can learn to get along. And I think my goal in life is each day I try to challenge myself, in what ways can I better learn to get along with others today?
You can hear Michael Fronte on tour coming up with John Mayer. That's a big ticket in Tampa and mm-hmm. Charleston and Nashville and Auburn Hills, Michigan, D.C., Boston, New York, Grand Rapids, Omaha, lots of places we aired, Charlottesville, St. Louis, all coming up earlier in 2010, Michael.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it, because John is an incredible artist, incredible songwriter, singer, and amazing guitarist. And, you know, I've never had a chance to really hang out with him, and we're going to be out for a couple months, so I'm looking forward to being able to, you know, learn from him, experience his music and his vibe. And really, the show is going to be one where people come, they're going to have an incredible night of music and joy through music and bringing people together. It's one of those shows where I would want to be there with a group of my friends or with my family members and rocking out to great vibes and great music.
I'm sure plenty will be. Melissa, thanks for your call. Let's go to Zelana in Boston. Hi, Zelana. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hey, Zelana. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm doing good. Great, and I am just calling to tell Michael what a big fan I am. I am Brazilian. And
oh, nice.
To see that video of him in Rio, it's like such a joy. Whenever I'm having a bad day, I just take a look at it and everything gets, you know, good.
Nice.
That's beautiful. Did you recognize the street scenes, Zelana?
Oh, well, I am actually first from Sao Paulo, but,
okay.
You know, I have been in Rio. I can recognize a few places. And the interaction with the people is so amazing. The energy, it's just unbelievable. I love it. And I wonder if there is a mix of that song with samba, you know, with a samba rhythm.
Yeah, there actually is. We did that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we work with the group Afro Hege in Rio, and they did a remix with a whole samba line of drummers that we did. And if you look for it, it's probably up on YouTube. You could probably hear it there.
Okay. What's the name, Afro?
It's Afro Reggae Remix.
Okay, I'm going to look for that.
With a samba remix.
That's
great. That's just terrific. There's so much you want to hear from you, Michael, about the time you spent traveling in Baghdad and beyond mm-hmm. on your own hook. I know you recorded this last album in San Francisco and in Kingston, Jamaica, with the mm-hmm. famous duo down there, Sly Dunbar and Robbie Shakespeare, the sort of drum and bass producing team. And, of course, you had Shireen Anderson on for some of those songs. But you're in the process of recording a new album right now coming out next year?
Yeah. We're like, when I leave the studio right now, I'm going to go back into the recording studio that I'm in. And we went down to Jamaica again, worked with Sly and Robbie, and now we're up here in San Francisco working with this mix engineer named Bowlby. And we have finished about six or seven songs, and I'm going to play one of them for you later in the show.
I would love to hear it. You're so good to have brought your guitar. If you're up to it, we'd
love for it right now.
Well, tune it, brother, and let's hear. This is what's it called? Tell us about it.
This is a song called "Sound of Sunshine," and it's one that I wrote just as our economy has taken a real dip, downturn,
to say the least,
and tanked.
Yeah.
and so this is a song that I wanted to write that's like, look to the sun. And the sun, I grew up in a very Christian family, went to church every Sunday, and as we read the Bible, we read about these sinners who worship the sun. But as I got older in life, I was like, you know what, if there was anything that we should be grateful for, it's the sun coming up every day, and it fulfills, it brings us life, it brings life to plants, to the oceans, to ourselves, and brings good vibes and energy to all of us. And so I wanted to sing a song that was about sitting and watching the sun go down at the end of the day and having the sun wash away all of the problems of the day. And and that's how I look at, this economy is like, it's going to turn around, and we just have to keep the faith and keep working hard and doing everything we do, but remember to smile all the way through it.
This sounds great. This is Michael Frante live with his guitar in San Francisco and a track from his album not even released yet. This is Sound of Sunshine.
I've also got my friend Jolene Rush. She's going to sing with
Thanks,
me.
Thanks, Jolene.
Yeah.
It's 6 o'clock. They say there may be rain, but the sun is hot. I wish I had some time just to kill today. And I wish I had a dime for every bill I got to pay. Some days you lose, you win, and the water's as high as the times you're in. So I jump back in where I learned to swim. Try to keep my head above it the best I can. That's why here I am, just waiting for this storm to pass me by. That's the sound of sunshine going down. And that's the sound of sunshine going down. I saw my friend Bobby, he said, "What's up, man? You got a little work or 20 to lend?" I opened up my hand, he said, "I'm glad to see they could take away my job, but not my friends, you see. And here I am, just waiting for this storm to pass me by. And that's the sound of sunshine going down. And that's the sound of sunshine going down. That's the sound of the sun going down. When the people of the world start to paint the town, a day that's long is a day complete. So kick off your shoes and relax your feet. They say that miracles are never ceasing, and every single soul needs a little releasing. They say that money makes the world go round, but only one thing will help the sun go down. Yes, sweet, sweet love will help the sun go down. It's true, it's true, it's true. That's the sound of sunshine going down, down, down. That's the sound of sunshine going down. Yeah. And I say, you're the one I wanna be with when the sun goes down. You're the one I wanna be with when the sun goes down, sing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. You're the one I want to be with when the sun goes. That's the sound of sunshine going down. That's the sound of sunshine going down. So the moon can shine on you. So the moon can shine on you, down, 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 down. So the moon can shine on you.
Mm.
Michael Franti, and thank you, Jolene, in San Francisco, live there. Thank you so much. Sound of Sunshine is the track. What's the album going to be called, Michael? Do you know?
I think it's going to be called Sound of Sunshine. That's okay. What we've been working on.
We might have it right there, right there. So many callers. Carla, Dover, Tennessee, you're on the air with Michael Franti.
Hello, how are you?
Well,
how are you, Carla?
I'm doing great.
Good.
I just was listening to your show when I ran down to the store real quick and thought I'd try and call in. I first heard this song at midnight a couple weeks ago when I was going to pick up my son from a away football game. And I just think it's the happiest song I've ever heard. I came home immediately and found it on YouTube and posted it on my Facebook because I wanted all my friends and family to hear your song and see the video if they hadn't before.
You're talking you've got the bug too, Carla.
I definitely have the bug.
That's great. Thank you very much. Very much
for
calling.
Thanks, Carla.
Let's get Paul in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. Paul, you're on the air with Michael Franti.
Hi, Tom.
What's up, Paul?
I'm Michael.
Hi. How you doing?
Doing good, man. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic.
I just want to make a couple comments. My friends and I basically consider Michael a musical prophet. Along the lines of John Lennon and Bob Marley. His shows are so great. After every show, he gets down in the crowd and talks to people and hugs people. And he's just an amazing soul, and I'm glad to have him on here today.
We're happy to have him. Have you followed him over time, Paul? Did you see his movie after his Mideast trip and all the rest?
Yeah, exactly. I've been following Michael for probably about eight or 10 years, and it's great to see him kind of catching on in the mainstream. And I wanted to make a comment about his movie. His movie is just very mind-altering, and about the war in Iraq. Just a great movie, great documentary, and just really shows a good picture of the Iraqi people and what they were going through, and strongly recommend it to all the listeners.
Paul, thank you so much for your call. Michael,
Thanks, Paul. Could
you tell us about that trip and that movie? What you just went to Baghdad on your own? Guitar on your shoulder?
Yeah, I took my guitar and a video camera. There's about six friends. We'd never made a movie before. We just went there and we said, let's go there and see what's happening on the street. So we found some drivers who would take us around to various places, and I'd get my guitar out and I'd play on the street. And then Iraqi families would come up and say, who's this funny guy with dreadlocks playing the guitar? And I'd tell them I was from America, and they would say, you're the first American we've ever met who's not carrying an M16 and you're carrying a guitar. So thank you for coming here. And I would say, tell me about your life. And so they'd take me to their hospitals, their schools, their homes, their mosques. And they would tell me about their life. So I made a film about it. And I would just ask them simple things like, show me where you hid during the bombing. So they'd take me into their basements where they would be for some time. One family was there for 11 days in darkness and just waiting for the bombs to stop, And then I would see some incredibly uplifting things. I'd meet people who had gone through so much and would still say to me, we love Americans. You're not our enemy. We just want to have independence. We want to have freedom in our country, just like people in other places do. We want our kids to go to school. We want to be safe, And I had also talked to U.S. soldiers who were there, some of who just signed up. Like I met one guy who signed up September 12, 2001, the day after September 11. Mm-hmm. And he thought he was going there to protect America and that Saddam was involved in 9/11. There were weapons mm-hmm. of mass destruction. And he found out that those things, there were no weapons and Saddam was not involved mm-hmm. in 9/11. And he was like, well, what am I doing here? But still, he was saying, look, I'm going to do my best to make sure that the people that I come across are treated with respect, their lives can be put back together. And so it's really an uplifting film, but it's about what's happening on the ground there with civilians. And it's something that we don't see very much in the media. And it really changed my way of also making music, because I'd start singing some songs. Like I have this song you mentioned before, Bomb the World, and the lyrics say, we can bomb the world to pieces, but we can't bomb it into peace. Mm. I'd sing that song for people, and they'd say, it's a really great sentiment, but sing us something happy that we can clap and dance to, And so it's changed the way I look at music. We want to be able to reach people, but we also have to meet them where they are. And
it's an interesting balance to be political and to channel the joy at the same time. Michael Franti, please stand by there in San Francisco. It's so great to have you with us today. I want to ask you a lot more about what's going on right now. Listeners, you can join the conversation. Do you know Michael Franti from his years as musician activist? Is it ironic or just joyful that he's got this attention for, say,
Okay, we'll go out with with All I Want Is You. You can join us at 800-423-8255. This is On Point. I'm Tom Ashbrook. We'll be right back. All I want is you.
Stop the war.
Please tell me.
Tell me lies, lies, lies. Sweet little lies.
I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. We're talking this hour with rebel rocker Michael Fronte about his musical life, his progressive politics, and his breakout with the catchy little love song, Say Hey, I Love You. You can hear Sweet Little Lies behind us right here. He's been a fierce anti-war critic and a lot more over the years. Now he's huge on YouTube. He's got a solid gold single for the first time in his career, and he's with us today from San Francisco. You can join us. Do you know Michael Fronte from his stances on war, peace, social justice, prison time, poverty? Is it ironic or just joyful that he's got all this attention for Say Hey? What's your word to Michael Fronte? We're at 800-423-8255, 800-423-TALK. Take a call from Sands Point, Idaho. Will, you're on the air with Michael Fronte.
Hey, Michael.
What's up, Will? How you doing?
Michael, I'm doing great, man.
Another one of my favorite places.
So many great things to say about you, man. I mean, I've met Michael a few times before concerts, and I actually was lucky enough to get up on stage with him at the last one. And, wow, just such a great man, a great being, just good vibes all around.
And what do you think about Say Hey and then breaking out with that, Will? Are you for it, or do you want the old, like, you know, tough politics up front?
Oh, I mean, Say Hey is just a great song. I think in the interview that we did with him when he was last up here, he made a great point that, you know, listening to that top 40 stations when you're young, and that always kind of makes a soundtrack for your young life. And, man, him making it big, there's nobody that could deserve it more.
Will, we love it. Thank you very much for your call. We've got so many, Michael. There's another Ryan, Storrs, Connecticut. You're on the air with Michael Fronte.
Hello. I'm so stoked. I've been a fan of Michael Fronte and Spearhead for over a decade, and I'm thrilled about the recent success. So congratulations to you and to everyone.
Thanks, Ryan.
You're associated with. Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you, man.
I think a couple callers ago that said it's the happiest song she's ever heard is so true, and I guess my comment would be that with the increased popularity that he has, I think he's got an increased responsibility to be more political. Mm-hmm. So I was drawn to Michael Fronte and Spearhead, not just musically, but certainly politically, and I hope he uses this platform to continue to be political, to do things like the movie, and I'm wondering if there's upcoming projects that are on the slate to do just that.
Ryan, I promise you we'll put that question straight to him. Let me get one more, if I may, Michael. Nick in Lewiston, New York, on the same theme. Nick, you're on the air with Michael Fronte.
What's up, Nick?
Hi, Michael. Big fan from the days of Disposable Heroes.
Wow. Long time.
Yeah, way back. I love the fact that you had so much success with the Happy Little Clappy Love song. Are you going to be writing sort of a non-political, non-eventful song for every album? Are you always going to have something fun for us?
I think so, yeah. I've already written several for this record. All my songs that come from my heart, and I think that's one of the reasons that Say Hey has been successful, because although it is a happy and clappy love song, the lyrics are really deep. Like in the first few lines of the song, I say, I don't want to write a love song for the world. I just want to write a song about a boy and a girl. And there's some days when I feel that way. I feel like, you know, there is a lot of, you know, I guess responsibility that I've taken on as an artist writing songs about the world. But some days I feel overwhelmed by it, you know, and I feel like, man, I just want to let all this go and just write a song about why I care about the world. And the reason I care is because I want people to be happy in their lives. I believe that we should all be aware of what's happening politically in the world so that we can live simple, safe lives, have health care, have education for our kids, have safety in our homes, have a prosperous economy and an environment that looks to the future.
And what about our earlier caller in Connecticut saying, you know, now that you've got this breakout hit, he wants you to be to he he wants you to continue with social responsibility yeah. themes. Can you do that and have the happy clappy?
Absolutely. I think it's it's something I've worked hard to walk the fine line and create both. And he was asking about future project. Mm-hmm. In the next week, I'm going to be going to East Timor, which is where they had a war and
yes.
and independence, which was recently achieved in the last few years. Mm-hmm. But there's still a lot of issues that take place in war-torn areas after the war ends. People celebrate and say, oh, yeah, it's great, and we move on. But the issues there for the health of the people, for the undernourishment of the people as well as the economy, the deforestation that's taken place there are all things that CARE, which is a group that I'm an ambassador for, okay. is something that we are working on there. So I'm going to be going there to look at what's happening there and do some filming there. And I don't have any big, 2-hour film projects like I did in Iraq coming up, but I'm going to be doing a lot of smaller things where I go to places that people aren't really so aware of and try to highlight situations there and film it and do it mostly through our website, which is michaelfronti.com. Just put shorter pieces up there and try to bring awareness to different things.
I saw you've been active with CARE. We talked yesterday with Greg Mortensen, who, three cups of tea, Greg mm-hmm. Mortensen, about
one of my
schools.
Heroes.
And you've picked it right up. You're helping promote CARE's intervention in Afghanistan, humanitarian mm-hmm. intervention. You were a big supporter of Barack Obama last fall, and I mm-hmm. read you speaking movingly about being with your son the night before that election, thinking about race and politics and progress, I guess, in America. What do you mm-hmm. think about the president's new Afghanistan war policy, the surge?
Well, I'm somebody who really supports a surge in assisting people. You know, after the in 79, 80, around that time when the Mujahideen was fighting Russia and being aided by the U.S., we helped them with weapons, helped them with money to fight off Russia. And then after that war ended, we turned our backs on them. And instead of providing them with money for schools and for education and for agricultural assistance and other things, healthcare, we turned our back on them, and that led to this vacuum that then created the Taliban and what we see today. And so I'm somebody like Greg Mortensen who really believes in helping people on the ground, and in that way we fight people who would later become our enemies. And Greg has really put an emphasis on the education of girls, because really the key to all of this is to eradicate poverty, because people who have full bellies and have jobs and have a future are a lot less likely to strap a bomb onto their body and walk into a supermarket or fire a rocket launcher.
But I wonder how a longtime anti-war person like yourself feels about this president who you supported, sending in more troops. How do you get your head around that? They're not all just taking in schools and school books. They're taking in M16s.
Right, exactly. And that's and I don't support that. I mean, I think it's the wrong direction for us long-term to go. I think it's for every person that we kill over there, we're creating, hundreds of people who are follow with vengeance in their heart. And we need to do it the other way around, which is, educate girls, because they're the key to bringing the whole village out of poverty.
What about the girls who might end up under the Taliban without some protection?
Well, what's happening right now is the Taliban are shutting down those schools. And so that's something that CARE is over there working to do and is lobbying today in Congress to make sure that those schools and places are protected and that money gets to those people, the resources that will enable them to live productive lives.
I asked Greg Mortensen the same thing, but do we need, though, more protection than CARE to keep those schools open, those girls safe? Do we need American soldiers?
Well, it depends on what their task is. If that's their task to keep schools open, then that's a great thing. But unfortunately, we have a lot of, drone planes that are dropping bombs on people that people aren't even seeing Americans face-to-face. They're just feeling the effects of the bombing. And so I think, if we're over there doing things that help the people and assist the people and protect people and keep people safe, kids going to school, roads open, elections happening— then in a good way, then we're doing positive things.
Let's get a call from Presque Isle in Maine. Jim, you're on the air with Michael Fronte.
First, let me just say what a wonderful person and what great songs he makes.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
I am with you 100% on the need for peace. I am questioning and asking you, without military intervention, how would we create the wedge from which people could remove themselves from the suppression of groups like the Taliban, from the despots like Saddam Hussein?
Thanks, Jim. Michael?
Well, I think that there is, I mean, I've been to Iraq and I've seen the need for policing of the streets and for safety for so that people can go to and from. But that's just, like you said, the wedge. It's just the start. But the reason that we have the Taliban today is because historically we haven't provided that aftercare that's necessary. So today in Iraq and Afghanistan, I'm saying, like, let's take our resources and let's put them in place so that 30 years from now, we're not dealing with an even bigger problem than we are today.
Thanks, Jim. From San Francisco, Dave, Diamond Dave, you're on the air.
Hey, Michael Franti, so good.
Diamond Dave.
I'm so from you and the Brutal Bottom. Say, hey, Michael, I want you to talk a bit about, we've known each other ever since the Beatniks had before, way back then. But I want you to talk a bit about, I'm loving this. Well, I can't believe it. One of my old parts talking on the best talk show in America. Hey, on the best talk show in America. Hey, I want you to talk about All Power to Peace. Well, I'll talk about it too. Breaking all those thousands of kids and all the progressive and the hip hoppers and the positive folks and the punk rockers all together in a beautiful day in Golden Gate Park every year, that big free show you do. I want to see some more of them in every town. Talk a bit about it, my brother. Hey, Michael, I can't believe I'm talking to you.
Diamond Dave, thanks very much for
Diamond
being there.
Dave. And you've got some good morning vibes.
Yeah, absolutely. Early morning there. And you've got a big show every year in Golden Gate Park. Tell us about it.
Yeah. We do this thing called Power to the Peaceful every year, and it started on September 11th, 1999.
Mm-hmm.
We did it as a day of art and action for a man named Mumia Abu-Jamal, who was in prison, and we felt like on death row, we felt like his case needed to be reviewed and reheard in court. And so we did this day, and then we did it again in 2000. It became a day when we said we want more money to be put into schools and not so much money being spent into prisons in California.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 2001... of course, the attacks of September 11th occurred on that day that we were supposed to do the festival. And so we decided we wanted to take this day and say, let's turn this day into a day that's remembered as a day of peace. Let's honor those who were lost on that day. But let's say, how can each of us work towards creating a more safe, more prosperous world for all people everywhere? Mm-hmm. And so that we can eliminate these things before they happen. And so the festival has grown now. This year we had over 70,000 people attend. It's a free festival every year in Golden Gate Park in San Francisco. There's music, but there's also, we have action sports. We have we have over 100 different social justice and environmental organizations who come out every year who table and who bring people information about how they can get involved. We have leaders from different gang groups in San Francisco and Bay Area.
The whole thing
talking about peace on the streets.
Pretty great. That's great. I'm sorry, but we've got such ardent callers,
right,
and I want to get to a couple more.
Let's
Sharon in Beverly, Massachusetts. Sharon, you're on the air.
Hi there. I am such a great big fan of both of you and Michael for Disposable Days as well. I want to send you great thanks. Congratulations
welcome.
And strength. I wanted to know a little bit, hear you talk to the people about yoga and your mm-hmm. barefoot stance, because they both really inspire me as well. So
yoga,
thank you.
And barefoot. Thank you, Sharon. You don't wear shoes? That's your deal, Michael? Is that true?
I don't wear shoes. It'll be 10 years in April that I haven't worn shoes. I do wear flip-flops, little Haviana flip-flops that I got in Brazil.
Is that related to yoga or what?
No, it started before that. I was just traveling to a lot of countries where people couldn't afford to wear shoes. And so I would take off my shoes kind of while I was there and playing with kids. And I couldn't even take three steps barefoot. My feet were so tender.
Now they're tough.
So I, So I came back to San Francisco and decided I was going to go 3 days without wearing shoes, and it's just turned now into 9.5 years. I've never done it out of any form of protest. It's more a show of solidarity with people who can't afford shoes. And, you know, right now it's the winter, so if it's really cold or wet, I put my flip-flops on, which are my winter boots. Yeah. But apart from that, I go everywhere barefoot except the airport and restaurants.
We've got Jerry here who says she dialed 68 times to get on the air to hear you. So we're going to hear her. Jerry in Newtown, Connecticut. You're on, Jerry.
Oh, my God. I've been listening to you since the 80s. And so good morning. Hello. I'm really
good morning, Jerry.
You. you know, you've just been a really big inspiration to me musically. I listened to you as a punk in the 80s and went angry and miserable, and you made me feel like I had a purpose. And, you know, I'm 35 and a mom and have followed you ever since and religiously listened to you riding my bicycle and and just really think you're amazing, and I'm glad you're getting the recognition you finally deserve.
Jerry, you got the message through. Congratulations, 68
times, Jerry,
on the phone dial.
Wow.
That's a pretty good fan base.
I'm honored.
Michael, you got it. You've got it working here. When's the new album come out, sir?
Well, the album will come out in the summertime, and we're going to be on tour with John Mayer. And I just want to pick up on the yoga comment.
Oh,
I practice yoga almost every day, and it started off as some way to just relieve stress, but it's become a way of life for me, and it has affected my music a lot. In yoga, we learn to look inside and then to project out, so I want to encourage anybody who's interested in yoga to go and check out our website. And I'm actually opening a yoga retreat center in Bali in the new year, so look into that too.
Hey, life is sounding pretty good there. Michael Fronte will be on tour with John Mayer early in the new year. You can see his concert schedule at our website, onpointradio.org. See his video there as well from Say Hey. It's really something to see. Michael, it's been great talking with you
Thank
today.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you. Great. Good luck with your tour. Thanks for coming.
All right. Take care.
Michael Fronte. His latest album is All Rebel Rockers. Look for his new one, Sound of Sunshine. Here it is. Say Hey. I Love You. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point.
Don't lose you, 'cause the best luck I had was you. And I know one thing, that I love you. I say, hey, I'll be gone.